hope burns eternal in Boston.
At the most, I have two more free coffees, and then it's over. I'll have to be buying my own Joe for the next 5 months and 20 days or so.
I think it's pretty good myself, but that's all right. That makes American great.
With some friends, and they've got lots of room.
Hey, I was with Howie a few weeks ago.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio. Back in Boston.
And that's so important to me as a city, as mayor, but also to the city of Boston.
It's Howie Carr.
Are they having visiting hours this weekend for Stephen Colbert? 2 to 4 and 7 to 9. I don't think there's going to be a funeral mass. Oh. 801 says, Kimmel's brother works on his production staff, and yes, that's his brother's wife. I Googled her, and just as you would expect, she looks exactly like a raging lib. I mean, how deranged do you have to be to get pissed off about a cookie? And you know, Karen Bass is still the favorite, because the city's gone. Just like, you know, just like Boston, just like New York, just like any of these blue cities. They've driven out the people who elected, you know, Reardon in L.A. or Daley in Chicago or Bloomberg and Giuliani. You know, they're gone. Everybody's gone. 844-500-4242. 508 says, you probably should have hung your shirt outside to dry. It would have dried more quickly. Yeah, it probably would have. I got a screened-in porch. I couldn't have put it out directly in the sun. But, yeah, it probably still would. Even if it had taken, it's just so bad. I actually wanted to see how long it was going to take one shirt after we were talking about it all day yesterday. And it was about what I thought, an hour and 45 minutes. And, again, it came out damp. Not damp, but semi-damp. Whereas in the old dryers, it would be hot. It would be like, you know, an electric blanket almost. 844-500-4242. 617, almost every Boston TV news broadcast blamed Colbert's exit on Trump being thin-skinned. You know, again,
everybody's always blaming me for everything.
There's a reason why you're wasting your time 99% of the time with local TV news. There's not much going on. You can get the sports scores on the internet. You can get the weather from your app or the internet. I mean, you know, what do you need? What do you need to be watching local TV news for? Except on the rarest of occasions when there's something like the expose by Channel 25. About Mass DOT. You know what's yellow and sleeps for? A Mass DOT truck. It's an old joke. Now these guys didn't even take the truck out on the road, but it seemed appropriate for the occasion to bring back the old joke. Time now for the chump line.
What the bleep? DOT is not letting me fill in my timesheet in pencil anymore. And just because my truck's parked in front of the bar does not mean I'm not at work.
Yeah. It's the way it is. I used to live in a city where they filled out the assessments were filled out in pencil. What could possibly go wrong?
Hey, Howie, Maura Healey knew nothing about both the fraud and the cocaine in her office.
Yeah. I noticed that she used the word outrageous twice. I wonder if someone told her, you know, this when you get in this situation, it's a good word to use. Outrageous. And then talk about all the great people that you work with on a daily basis. and hope that the people can't remember that some of the great people you worked with were named Lamar Cook and Monica Tibbetts Nutt and your elderly girlfriend, Gabrielle Wola Hologen, or whatever her name is. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Call them today at 617-995-0022 or visit their site at manziappraisers.com.
Howard, Bill Weld calling. As we approach the traditional Memorial Day weekend, I demand that Donald Trump fly the flags at half mast. The nation is mourning. We're all going to miss Schlitz.
He wasn't a Schlitz guy. He was a he liked brown liquids. Jack Daniel Tennessee whiskey was his brand back in the day when he was running for governor.
Carmen Lindenberg says the report that she illegally emailed herself Jack Smith's classified documents is fake. I mean, cake news.
Bundt cake. That was a nice touch. That's going to fool them. You're not just going to go with chocolate cake or angel food. You're going to go with something a little on the exotic side, and that'll cover your tracks perfectly. Not really.
Donald Trump should do an experiment. He should let any Democrat take over as president for a week. The result would be a whole week of no one talking about gas prices.
Yeah. So someone says, I agree the new dryers suck, this 207, but you can't dry just one shirt at a time. Why can't I? I always could. What is this? Is this another new technological device that you have to do a full load now? Why? Sometimes you want to dry just one dish towel or pair of socks.
I really hate to see a commie rat like Lander get elected to anything, but for Dan Goldman, I'll make an exception.
Yeah, it's hard to work up a great amount of sympathy for Dan Goldman going down the tubes. But I'm just saying that, Lander is doubling down big time. I mean, he's talking about how the Israelis committed a genocide in Gaza. I mean, he's going to try to out-nutty Goldman. I mean, that's why. Why do you think Mamdani has endorsed him instead of Goldman?
Tom Homan's top priority: deport all emerging Democrats.
I like emerging Democrats better than undocumented Democrats. Undocumented Democrats is so, I don't know, 20th century. Emerging, like emerging adults. You know, if you killed your family with an axe at age 15, now it's 10 years later you can get out because you were an emerging adult when it happened. You know, you couldn't make the decision right or wrong whether to kill your parents, but you could make the decision whether you wanted to chop off your own family jewels. Cause that would be okay. You didn't need to be an emerging adult. You had all the brain power you needed to make that decision.
De Niro and the boss showed up for Colbert's plight, and it was really a sad and pitiful sight. These tired old slouches were like the two grouches who ended the Muppet Show each and every night.
You know, those are some more jobs gone from Mamdani's New York City, right? What's going to go into the Ed Sullivan Theater? A peep show?
Students at the Quality Learning Center were also the recipients of the largesse of Feeding Our Future, which is to say, nobody learned anything and nobody got fed.
Yep. And they caught that guy that jumped off the fourth floor balcony, too. Just like John Wilkes Booth, he couldn't get away. An emerging Democrat tried to make his escape after committing a heinous crime and was lugged.
Howie, I'm up here in Maine, and I went to the Graham Plattner office. When I got there, the little dial on the door said occupied.
All the people that have endorsed Plattner now, Fox is chasing them around Washington, asking them to comment on Plattner's latest adventures on Reddit and elsewhere, and in the porta potty and talking about the wounded troops, et cetera, et cetera. This is a compilation, Warren, Schumer, and Jeffries, cut three.
Do you rescind your endorsement of Graham Plattner after those lewd
this
posts
the Indian,
on Reddit?
The fake Indian.
Senator, is Graham Plattner a liability right now for Democrats after
Schumer.
Those Reddit posts, the lewd posts that just were revealed? Mr. Leader, is Graham Plattner
Jeffries.
A liability for Democrats after those lewd Reddit posts were exposed?
I haven't seen those posts, thanks.
The fake Indian can't even speak with a forked tongue about her man anymore, can she?
This is Graham Plattner, your friendly neighborhood oyster farmer calling. Now, people are wondering, why am I loved so much by the women of the Luftwaffe? Left wing. Well, we all adore cuddly animals, like rabbits and hamsters and gerbils. Ooh, a porta potty. 999.
There's a lot of that anti-Semitism going around in the Democrat Party, isn't there? Including in New York and with the race between Goldman and Lander. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of brown shirts.
Perhaps he was influenced by Gergel and the Third Reich.
617 says, will the Somalis have a new Olympic event, four-story leaping?
They're questioning the Somali fraudster who jumped out the window. He might sing, but he couldn't fly.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. That's what they said about Kid. That's an old mob reference. Abe Kid Twist Relis. He was the stool pigeon they recruited. He put a lot of people from Murder Incorporated in the electric chair in Sing Sing back around 1940, and they had him stashed at the Half Moon Hotel. In Coney Island, and one day he flew out the window. They said he was trying to escape, but he apparently he landed so far from the hotel, someone had to have thrown him out the window. He had a cop detail, quote unquote, protecting him. And so the story about a Kid Twist Relis was he was a canary. He could sing, but he couldn't fly.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Oh, great Murder Incorporated reference. Wasn't expecting that on the chump line today. All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. weekdays Eastern Time. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now, or you just like to hear a second brand new chump line every evening, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps is posted every weeknight evening at around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. I'll be here doing a show live on Memorial Day, and if you want to leave a message at 1 o'clock on Memorial Day and 1 to 4, we'll be having a brand new chump line on Memorial Day. Today's chump line is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Call them today at 617-995-0022 or visit their site at manziappraisers.com, manziappraisers.com.
Tom Homan's top priority, deport all emerging Democrats.
I second that motion. caller. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC. Shop Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. For a large selection of commercial GMC Sierra heavy-duty trucks and Savannah vans with work bodies. Tux Trucks GMC, your commercial truck headquarters. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is other than Ayanna Pressley, who is the most unlikable congressman from Massachusetts? Jake Auchincloss, Catherine Clark, Bill Keating, Steve Lynch, Jim McGovern, Seth Moulton, Richie Neal, or Lori Trahan?
I'm voting for Catherine Clark, the blow-in drifter from Colorado and Connecticut.
Catherine Clark is at 21% now in second place, 44% for Seth Moulton, he's in the lead, 17% for McGovern, 5% for Keating, 4% for Auchincloss and Richie Neal, 3% for Steve Lynch, and 2% for Lori Trahan.
All right. 617, very surprised you're not even discussing Tulsi Gabbard's resignation. I know her husband has colon cancer, but you've only mentioned it once that I heard anyway. The left-wing media are trying to make it something bigger than it is. Well, the reason I'm not mentioning it is because I think we all kind of expected that, you know, she was on thin ice, wasn't she? I mean, she made some really bad hires. I mean, I kind of liked her. And again, I thought, you know, Hillary accused her of being a Russian asset, even though she was in the military. And so, you know, she met the criteria that I like in the second Trump administration, which is she knew how badly the Democrats behaved. Because they'd come after her unfairly. And I liked her. I thought she was pretty good. But, you know, what are you going to do? And, I mean, that's a legit reason. You know, I still don't know what the high sheriff of Suffolk County, what's bothering him, what his medical issue is. But, you know, if your spouse has colon cancer, that's reason enough to check out, I think. Let's have a couple of quick, cut 15.
Four Guatemalan men are behind bars in Lucas County on prostitution Toledo. And immigration charges. Police arrested them Wednesday after they allegedly offered to have sex with an undercover officer for money in North Toledo. Affidavits filed in Toledo Municipal Court show they offered the detective $100. They each pleaded not guilty, and their bonds are set at $5,000.
And they asked if it could be taken out of their EBT cards. We got another one we're not going to have time for. We'll get to it Monday. Two homeowners in Miami beaten and zip-tied by three illegal aliens during a home invasion. And they actually have video. Like it's the Dorchester District Courthouse. It's not as good as video as they have in the Dorchester District Courthouse if you want to check it out. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Well, this didn't take long. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, also known as Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, as Rush Limbaugh used to call her. She's been redistricted out by the Republicans in Florida, so she has decided to jump over to the adjoining district, which was one of the few remaining black districts in Florida. Because it's vacant right now because the prior occupant just resigned after being indicted and charged with stealing $5 million in welfare money. And so she announced this morning she's running for the black seat. And one of the black people that's already gotten into the race, he's an activist, by the way. That's his profession. He's an activist. he put out a tweet, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is no different than those Jim Crow Republicans across the South.
Where does one obtain a degree in activism?
Jim Eagle.
I asked Barack Obama. He was an activist. He had a law degree from Harvard, of all places, and yet
I think he was a community organizer.
Well, it's the same, isn't it? The same.
Well, I don't have a degree, so I don't know the subtle differences between the two.
Yeah, I don't. We'll have to look and see go to the International Brotherhood of race hustlers.
Is that a union?
See, yeah.
Okay.
And see, you know, what's better, journeyman community activist or apprentice activist. Yeah. It couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people. 844-500-4242. It's time now for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
More breaking news. The Florida Legislative Black Caucus has denounced Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz, too. How dare she? How dare she?
It's too bad. She's kind of a Rachel Dolezal lookalike.
Yeah, she... people have noted that on the text line this afternoon. Perhaps I'm doing a one-liner column for the Herald tomorrow. Perhaps I will do that.
There you go.
That would be a nice separated at birth. All right. You know how the chump line how the Police Blotter Facts Friday works. All week long, we ask you to send in funny stories that you see about the police, the cops, the local constabulary, LEOs. And just as long as they're a little bit humorous or a little bit weird, send them along to us. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion. And you can get a nice prize. I'll tell you what Taylor will tell you what the prize is, but I'll tell you first what you do is, if you've got an entry that you think is promising, just email it to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com, policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, again, every week, every Friday night, we read the best entries of the week. And the two winning entries, what do they get this week, Taylor?
They will get a copy of Paperboy, Read All About It by Howie Carr. And Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Grace's VIP Birthday Bash. Tickets still available online, howiecarshow.com. Click the Grace VIP Birthday Bash banner. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have VIPs in studio for Grace's show and Howie's show. And we've never opened that up before. So this is the first time. Celebrate with Grace and the whole team here. We've got cake, lunch, goodie bags for all the VIPs. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, go to howiecarshow.com.
Right. And some people, so we only do it, the VIPs for my show on Tuesday and Wednesday. So some people can't make it those days,
right.
2 days in the middle of the week. So this is a chance.
This is a Friday. If you're taking like an extended Memorial Day vacation, this is a good opportunity to capitalize on that.
Correct.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. All right. These are the runners up on Police Blotter Facts Friday. They do not win a prize. McDonald's worker behind revolting French fry video to face criminal charges.
Gone the days when you have to pull up to a McDonald's and sit in the parking lot.
The woman fired from a Massachusetts McDonald's over viral video showing her stuffing French fries into her mouth and then putting them back in a box will face criminal charges. Southbridge police said the woman, who has yet to be publicly identified, will be formally charged at the Dudley District Court. And the employee was featured in the stomach-churning footage grabbing a handful of fries at the Southbridge restaurant on East Main Street and shoving them into her mouth while a co-worker laughs behind her in the kitchen. "So you want French fries today, right?" the woman says to the camera as she puts the fries from her mouth back in a box, presumably to serve to customers at the restaurant. After the video went viral last week, Southbridge police said investigators and officials from the Board of Health were reviewing the incident. They did not say what charges she would face. I mean, you show that to Donald Trump, and he's probably off McDonald's for a little while.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I had some really good fries last weekend at the Shake Shack. Those are crinkle-cut fries. I'd prefer them.
I still haven't had Shake Shack.
It's good. Where they opened, it's a huge thing in downtown Wellesley.
Five Guys has good fries.
Five Guys has really good fries, but I prefer the crinkle cut fries. They're a little less greasy than the Five Guys.
Man allegedly called 911.
How many of these people?
Did you order anything yourself?
I'm going to take plenty. I'm going to definitely have French fries for the plane.
Man allegedly called 911 multiple times to report zombies, ghosts, and a UFO, then claimed to be a cop.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
A West Virginia man repeatedly...
Those zombies are going to be laid off at NPR. Did you see that? 300 of them.
Oh, my God. That's with an exclamation point, not with a frowny face. That's jubilation. A West Virginia man repeatedly called 911 to report a trifecta of extraterrestrial and undead beings at his home. Clinton Wayne Nealon, 33, of Elkins, who was arrested Sunday, is charged with misuse of a local emergency telephone system and impersonating a law enforcement officer. Four deputies responded to Nealon's residence in Randolph County, West Virginia, following a series of 911 calls reporting zombies, ghosts, and a UFO. Upon arrival, Mr.
Zombies, ghosts, and a UFO.
And a UFO. It's like Plan 9 from outer space.
How about mummies?
No mummies. Upon arrival, Mr. Nealon made several false claims, including that he was being harassed by numerous individuals and that he was a police officer from Louisiana. An investigation confirmed that he was not a law enforcement officer and had misused the emergency system to make false reports. Nealon was arrested and booked into the Tigert Valley Regional Jail on a cash-only bond of $2,500.
Someone asked me today, said, can you find the old Skondras tapes, the David Skondras tapes? He was the first gay city councilor, and he got really drunk one night, and he kept calling up 911.
Oh.
Asking for help. And we played him for hours my radio show. He'd keep calling back, and finally the dispatcher would go, "Hey, it's him again." This is she, Counselor Dave Skondras.
Oh, my God. Were you able to find them?
Have you seen those? I don't know where they are. I think they're gone. We knocked them out of the city council.
Lost to the annals of time. Glamorous co-ed takes insane graduate...
Glamorous co-ed.
Glamorous
co-ed. Wow, those are words you don't see together anymore.
Because of those words, I printed out the pictures just for you, Howie. I'll give them to you in a
moment.
Because
you knew I'd be interested.
Yes. Glamorous co-ed takes insane graduation pics of her kissing a 14-foot alligator. A graduating McNeese...
She is pretty glamorous, actually.
...state university student is shocking the internet with a senior photo shoot with a 14-foot alligator named Big Al, including one shot where she's planting a smooch right on the gator's snout, her face mere inches from its wide-open jaws. Kat Daly, 22, who runs Gator Country in Beaumont, Texas, with her fiancé, Eddie.
Gator Country?
Gator Country in Beaumont, Texas, said she wasn't frightened during the shoot, and that it wasn't her first time being face-to-face with an alligator. Her love for animals goes back to childhood. Daly started working in wildlife rehab at just 7 years old. Pictures from the unconventional graduation shoot run the gamut from Daly decked out in elegant navy blue gown to snaps wearing her cap and gown wading knee-deep in water toward a massive alligator.
We're getting close
Do
to
alligators
this.
Alligators alligate?
We're getting close to the summer, and... That means heat, and that means alligators moving around
yes.
a little faster than they do around, say, the winter solstice.
These are big. That's a big alligator. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. Oh, wow.
I have wrestled with an alligator.
I guess maybe if you keep them fed, they don't care. You
right,
know?
And maybe if you're raising them from babies,
no,
I don't know.
I don't think it's like a dog. It's not going to get attached to you, except maybe it's attaching its mouth to your arm.
Man who eluded WSP troopers in stolen Corvette steals same car back from impound yard.
I have a 1967 Corvette that I got as a wedding gift. When my deceased wife and I got married, my dad could afford the payments. He couldn't afford to buy it. But the point was, I thought that was the hell's bells, man.
God.
Socratic dialogue.
Thank God
we're rid
of him.
Coming back to that.
This is Pierce County, Washington. A Washington man accused of leading state troopers on a high-speed chase in a stolen vet has now been charged in connection with a burglary where investigators say the same car was re-stolen weeks later from a Pierce County towing company. Duop Tiet Pidor, 21.
Duop? That's his name?
Duop? Duop. D-U-O-P. Duop Tiet Pidor.
Does he know any of those guys in the Dorchester District Court?
I think he's more associated with the illegals driving trucks than the Dorchester fiends.
He knows the Singe brothers.
He might know the Singes, yes. He's charged in Pierce County Superior Court with second-degree burglary, motor vehicle theft, and attempting to elude a pursuing police vehicle. The chase began on January 4th when police saw a 2014 Chevy Corvette without plates traveling on Route 410. According to the patrol report, the driver accelerated after the trooper activated emergency lights. Trooper reported the Corvette sped through traffic, crossed double yellow lines, and drove against traffic in southbound lanes. They eventually stopped him, arrested him. The Corvette was later impounded. On January 30th, deputies responded to the towing business after employees discovered the vet had been stolen overnight from the secured lot. Through surveillance video and cell phone data, they were able to connect Duop to the second stealing of the Corvette.
DeMonte Brown and Sincere Johnson could not be reached for comment at the Dorchester District Court.
Incoherent driver found surrounded by fireball whiskey after crashing onto golf course.
Fireball.
Kitten, back in the news.
An incoherent driver was allegedly found surrounded by empty fireball whiskey bottles after she crashed her car onto a Florida golf course. Erica Mayer, 34.
Are you sure it isn't Norfolk County?
I'm pretty sure. Is accused of drunkenly driving her red Hyundai onto the Stream Song Golf Resort near Bowling Green last Thursday night. When Polk County Sheriff's deputies found her sitting near the car shortly after she crashed, Mayer had allegedly tried to claim she hadn't consumed any booze. Deputies, however, noted she
was not a beer drinker.
She was incoherent.
That's what Michael Proctor said, too.
Unbalanced. And
so did Kevin Albert.
Slurred speech.
And Brian Higgins. They all said the same thing.
And reeked of alcohol. A search of her car uncovered a slew of empty bottles. Including
A slew.
Including 21 open mini bottles of Fireball
21?
Whiskey.
21?
And two finished bottles of 99 brand liqueurs. An unopened 10-pack of Fireball was also stashed in the vehicle. She then allegedly...
they called it a sleeve.
Yes, that would be a sleeve, I think. She then allegedly...
They're not familiar with the terminology of the industry.
Yeah, the New York Post doesn't know what a nip is. She then allegedly refused to participate in field sobriety tests, arguing that she had been told by friends and social media that it was a bad idea to do them. Mayer was arrested and charged with DUI, DUI with property damage, and refusing a DUI test.
Dr. McGillicuddy could not be reached for comment.
We'll get to the winners after the break.
All right. 844-500-4242. And check out Grace's birthday party at HowieCarShow.com. Go there, and you can also see the affray at the Dorchester District Courthouse. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Eight four four 500 4242 781 says, that's it. My wife and kid are away. I'm going to consume a full sleeve of Fireball and a six pack of PBR. I'll report back Monday. If you're still alive, that is.
And if we're able to read the text message.
Yes. And by the way, think about the Memorial Day. Excuse me for getting him confused. It's the beginning of summer and it's a pleasant time. But, we do need to remember the people who made the ultimate sacrifice for us. It was a bigger day in the old days, you know, when I was a kid, and right. You know, the headmaster still remembered the Civil War veterans. It's a Civil War holiday, and you know, originally.
Yeah, if there's a ceremony in your area, you know, try to make the time for that. They're sparsely attended these days, and it means so much to the local veterans to see people there. So, yeah. I think that's a good idea, a good way of honoring.
Yeah. It's again, and it used to be, it wasn't a Monday. It was just a day, you mm-hmm. know, I forget what, I can't even remember the day, May 28th, something like that. And it just became another 3-day weekend, unfortunately, yeah. But it's an important day. So just think about it. I don't want to lecture anybody. Anyway, what do we got? We got any runners up?
No, these are the winners. Couple allegedly stuffed 3 monkeys in their underwear in sick smuggling bid. A Colombian couple. A Colombian couple allegedly strapped 3 baby monkeys to their underwear in a twisted bid to smuggle them into the Dominican
Republic. Well, I wouldn't expect them to be full grown. That would be even more difficult than the babies.
Is that a monkey in your underwear? With one of the terrified primates suffocating and dying. The unidentified 27-year-old woman and 26-year-old man were busted at Cartagena's Rafael Nunez International Airport after stunned authorities discovered the monkeys.
That they weren't trying to smuggle cocaine
at
that airport. That's the first time that had happened in 15 years.
They were 2 white-faced capuchins and a howler monkey stuffed in their underwear.
A howler?
The capuchin survived the trek, but the howler is believed to have suffocated inside their clothing. Harrowing footage showed the 2 surviving primates sleeping while clinging to a teddy bear and a towel. Other clips captured wildlife officials who took custody of the scared animals, feeding and caring for the tiny capuchins. The monkeys, any idea how much they're worth?
I have no idea. How much?
Reportedly worth over $1.4 million.
Oh, come on.
On the global black market. And Indiana man.
That poor howler monkey. He took the last train to Clarksville.
Indiana man seen dancing in roadway while cradling rare turtle arrested for meth possession.
A rare turtle?
Arrested for meth possession.
Was this a Plymouth red-bellied turtle? I don't think they're in Indiana, though. What kind of rare turtles do they have in Indiana?
This was an eastern box turtle. I don't know if many people consider them rare, but they are endangered in many states. The man who hasn't been publicly identified was holding a rare eastern box turtle cupped in his hands as he shuffled around aimlessly in Harrison County, Indiana. Confronted by officers...
Turtles had some good songs in the 60s.
The officers seized the turtle and meth from the man, according to a department news release. He was placed under arrest and on drug charges, and the turtle was released into the wild.
All right. We'll be back on Monday on Memorial Day. I'm Howie Carr.
Ta-ta, Turtle Man.